Welcome to the ADAA podcast about cognitive behavioral therapy. Today we're talking with Dr. Dennis Greenberger, who is a clinical psychologist and the founder and director of the Anxiety and Depression Center in Newport Beach. He's the author of Mind Over Mood, one of the best-selling cognitive behavioral books. It sold over 1 million copies and is translated into 22 languages. Good morning, Dr. Greenberger.
Good morning.
Today we're going to be talking about cognitive therapy or cognitive behavioral therapy, which is sometimes called CBT. Can you describe it?
Sure. Cognitive therapy is an active, structured form of psychotherapy that's designed to rapidly and effectively reduce and or eliminate psychological symptoms. Cognitive is simply a fancy word for thinking or perception. And so one of the things that cognitive therapy does is to focus on the cognitions and the behaviors that are associated with different forms of psychological distress.
So what makes CBT different from other types of psychotherapy?
Well, there's many aspects of CBT that differentiate it from other kinds of therapies. First, it's designed to reduce and eliminate symptoms as completely as possible. It's designed to get people better rapidly and to keep them better. And to minimize the possibility of relapse. In CBT, there's more of a focus on helping people develop new ways of thinking and behaving and to develop these new skills that will enable them to feel better and stay better. So the skill development component of CBT is one thing that differentiates it from other kinds of psychotherapies. Additionally, CBT has been more extensively researched than other forms of psychotherapy. And the research generally shows that CBT is the most effective form of psychological treatment for anxiety disorders, depressive disorders, and a host of other psychological problems. So if people are interested in psychotherapy that's been documented to be effective, they may want to take a closer look at CBT.
How does CBT work, and is there any proof?
There is some evidence that suggests that when patients develop new ways of thinking, they get better from psychological difficulties. So when they learn to think differently and or behave differently and develop skills in these areas, that they're able to get better. There's a significant amount of proof in the form of research studies about that. In particular, when patients develop new skills that enable them to identify, evaluate, and change the thoughts and behaviors that are associated with their psychological problems, it's been demonstrated that they're likely to get better and stay better. In fact, that there's proof in the form of research studies that suggests when patients develop these new thinking styles, they tend to have a lower relapse rate.
What is an automatic thought, and why are they important?
Well, automatic thoughts are those words or images that spring to our mind spontaneously or deliberately throughout the day. They have particular importance for people with psychological problems such as mood difficulties because they may be the key to feeling better. People, we have found, can learn to identify, evaluate, and alter the thoughts, and when they develop these skills, there's a very good chance that they'll feel less depressed or less anxious. The importance of automatic thoughts is that they're directly connected to our moods. And these automatic thoughts are identifiable and changeable. And so the bottom line is that when we learn to change our thinking, our moods tend to improve as well.
Are different kinds of thoughts associated with different kinds of moods? And can you explain if that's the case?
Yes, different kinds of thoughts are associated with different kinds of moods. When we're depressed, we tend to think in negative ways. And depressive thoughts are characterized by negativity in three areas. People tend to be self-critical, they tend to be negative about ongoing experiences, and they tend to be negative about the future. The depressed person is likely to think things like, I'm no good, I'm unlovable, no one likes me, I'm worthless, nothing ever works out for me, why even try? However, when we're anxious or nervous or fearful, the thoughts are characterized by some catastrophic expectation that something bad or terrible is going to happen to us. So these thoughts often begin with the phrase, what if? and then fill in the blank of something bad that's going to happen. They end with some terrible thing happening to us. So examples of anxious thoughts would be, what if I have a panic attack? What if this rapid heartbeat is a heart attack? What if the headache is a brain tumor or a stroke? What if I have germs on me? This is awful. So it's this worrisomeness and belief that something bad is about to happen that is directly correlated with anxiety, fear, and panic.
That's very helpful, and I hope our listeners will find that information about cognitive behavioral therapy very helpful. Thank you again, Dr. Greenberger. This is Jean Kaplan-Tycrow for ADAA.